What's up, Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep that counts. Today, we're talking about how to use your side hustle income to help fund your retirement, taking advantage of different tax strategies and programs to potentially save thousands and thousands of dollars. To help me talk through this is Matt Ruttenberg, a friend of mine from the FinCon community. You can find him at 401k.expert. Ready? Let's do it. This is one of my favorite topics, this tax optimization game, and I'm admittedly kind of a rookie at it, but it's always fun to see some more flowing through to your bottom line. And this is one of the biggest advantages that was explained to me early on. It's like, oh, if you have this LLC set up, which is probably most common for most side hustlers outside of a sole proprietorship, then you can have this S-corp tax election and you pay yourself a salary, and then you could have this, you know, very generous profit sharing plan, in my case, where you can defer even more than beyond the traditional, you know, 401k limits, which are, what is it, 20 grand this year or something like
20,500,
that?
20,500. Yep.
Okay. So let's speak a little bit about that. I guess, self-employed 401k? Is that kind of where most people will be playing in this space?
There's a lot of options in the self-employed retirement plan space, you know, whether it's as simple as an IRA or all the way up to a defined benefit pension plan. But really, it's not the entity type that we're working with that is the key driver, whether or not you have or you can open up these solo 401ks or SEP IRAs. It's the income and how is the income earned. So as long as you have self-employed income, the entity doesn't really matter, whether it's a sole prop or LLC, or if you're following an S-corp, it doesn't matter. It's just basically as long as you are, you have self-employed income. So a Schedule C.
All right. Well, very good. So what would be the next step in that case? Say, we have an example, somebody who is established in their side hustle, maybe they're making an extra 50 grand a year. Is that a good ballpark number to work with?
Yeah, that's actually perfect. So let's assume just a sole proprietor or single member LLC, and they have a Schedule C filing. So we always start with two questions, and this is something that people can do on their own, is what is the primary driver? What's the motivator of starting this plan? And if you have employees, that's one way. Are you trying to retain and recruit high quality employees, or is it simply to save for yourself, save on taxes, which I think is mass majority of the people listening to this is there are no employees. Maybe they have independent contractors, or they are a contractor themselves. So really the second question is, how much do you want to save? And it comes down to that question, and that'll narrow it down to one or two plan types. If it's just a few hundred bucks a month, then just do an IRA. You know, the maximum contribution is $6,000 per year. You can do a pre-tax traditional IRA, or you can do a Roth. But if you're using $50,000 and the sole goal is to save maybe all of that for retirement, because it's your second job, you have a day job, some really interesting options come out. You know, the SEP IRA is kind of the default option that a lot of people know about because it's really easy to implement. You don't really need administration, things like that.
Okay.
But basically 20% of what you're earning is the easy calculation. There's a little bit more to it than that, but 20% of what your income you're bringing in as that Schedule C is what you can contribute towards a SEP IRA. So that would be $10,000 is what you can put into the SEP IRA.
Okay, interesting. And that goes beyond the $6,000 regular IRA contribution limit.
Absolutely.
Limits. Okay, so you can add more to that. And what's the advantage of doing it that way versus the 401k? Is it pre-tax, tax deferred? Like, talk through some of that stuff.
Yeah. And so the contributions in the SEP IRA can go up to $61,000. So you can, it's 20% up to $61,000 for the SEP. And then that brings in the 401k that you were talking about. So the difference between a SEP and a solo 401k in this sense is because you don't have any employees, right? Is
no.
401ks have two kinds of contribution types. So the SEP, you're contributing as the employer. So the 401k, you're contributing as an employee and the employer. Okay. So that first $20,500 is you as an employee of your own company. You can do that as a Schedule C. You can do it as an S corp, as a W-2. It doesn't matter what your entity structure is, but the first 20 is 100% of your income goes up to $20,500, right?
Then that's like if you have a bucket from the day job and the side hustle, like that's still you're still going to be capped at that $20,500.
You can only do that once. Yeah, okay. You can only. So if you have a day job and then you have your open up your own solo 401k, the $20,000, you can spread that out as many 401ks as you want, but the $20,500 is hit only once. So okay. You can do 10, you know, half and half. But then you can stack that 20% like the SEP as profit sharing on top of the $20,500 in the 401k. So for example, the $50,000 that we were talking about, $20,500 as an employee of your own company, and then you can do an additional $10,000, which is that 20% of the 50. So you're clearly $30,500 versus only 10 in the SEP.
Okay. And is all that tax deferred, or is the IRA money taxed today and then it grows like a Roth, like it would grow?
So the SEP IRA is always pre-tax. Always pre-tax. Okay. There's no Roth option. But as far as the employee portion, that can be Roth or pre-tax. So you can choose as an employee inside of a 401k whether you want to do a Roth or a pre-tax. The pre-tax is always going to, you know, obviously come off the bottom line. Taxes are coming off the current year. But the Roth is, for example, you make $50,000, you put in that 20. Uncle Sam is still going to bill you, in essence, on April 15th. On your $50,000, because you don't get that current year tax deduction, but the growth is going to go tax deferred. And ultimately, when you wait till 59 and a half, it's all tax-free in retirement. Right. So having a big tax-free bucket of money is really important to have a good balance between all your different taxable money types.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. Man, you're making me think, shoot, maybe I should have a SEP IRA in addition. Like, is there any overall limits to be aware of? Like, could I do 20% of the business earnings into this as the employer contribution to the 401k, another 20% into this IRA? Or is it like, no, you got to pick one or the other?
Right. It's one or the other. You can only have one plan, one self-employed retirement plan in any given year. You can have an IRA because that's an individual retirement account, but you can't have two self-employed plans in the same year.
That's the name of the game, right? Live below your means. You can hopefully defer some of this income if you don't need the cash flow.
Absolutely.
Immediately. And then I think hopefully a lot of side hustlers are in that standpoint where it's kind of gravy, where I can be in a fortunate enough position to put some of this aside and do it in a tax advantaged way. At least that's how I've kind of traditionally approached it. Any other prerequisites or considerations that people ought to be aware of? You know, which path should I choose for me?
You know, the entity doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. That's kind of between you and your CPA, but it's where is this plan as a part of your entire portfolio, and your business is part of that portfolio too. So that's one thing that we talk about quite a bit is with that, the buckets of money. You don't want to have too much of your money in pre-tax, because then you have this huge taxable bucket in retirement that we talked about before. But your business is a part of that diversification, and that is not a pre-tax thing. So if you're able to build a company that you can sell, think about that. You know, use that as part of your decision if you need to do the taxes today and get that pre-tax instant gratification of tax that you need. But those are decisions that we walk through with people and think outside the box, because a lot of people like to think of this in a very solo, very narrow scope when you're designing these plans. But look broad. Don't always think about getting the pre-tax tax savings this year. Try to, you know, down the road, having a big tax-free bucket is really, really important.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you max out that Roth if you have the ability to do so.
Roth is huge. Yeah.
Any other quick and dirty tax saving tips or mistakes that you see side hustlers making these days where they're leaving money on the table?
Don't rush to file your taxes, because there's some changes that happened in 2019 where you can, up until the day you file, including extensions now. So that puts you all the way up to September or October, depending on how you're filing. You can implement and contribute to a plan for the previous year.
Okay.
So if you haven't filed yet, you can still do it for 2021 if you haven't filed yet. That's a huge, I see that daily at this point, because a lot of people have already filed their taxes for last year. Look around before you file, because you can absolutely save a lot of taxes if you have a big burden coming at you.
And it doesn't have to have been made in the calendar year. That's always like, you know, last week of December, it's Christmas time. Like, oh shoot, you know, I got to I got to make sure this stuff hits the books like before the calendar year. But you're saying, okay, if you need to make a investment contribution or retirement contribution, you can still do that after the fact, even the employer side.
IRAs are October, or the IRAs is April 15th. That's the hard date. But when you're self-employed with extensions is huge. We are so busy at the end of the year. And then we say, it's okay. You can pause for a minute.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Breathe. Let's just talk about this in a month or two and you can wait. So, I have that conversation daily at this point of people who probably could have saved 10, 20, 30. We have plans that you can save six digits, over $300,000 pre-tax, even in the plans like that. And they're kind of kicking themselves because you can't, once you file, you can't unfile with that rule.
Yeah. I mean, the way that I kind of have historically framed it is, you know, the tax code is written by business owners for business owners in a lot of ways, and it incentivizes growth and incentivizes rewarding yourself as the entrepreneur. And you got to take advantage of this stuff. That's one reason that they passed in 2018, 2019, like the, you know, 20% off the top for self-employed income up to certain income levels. Like that's been a huge tax savings. And then if you have the ability to tax defer a portion of your proceeds through these retirement plans, through these employer match plans, yeah, absolutely take advantage of that stuff.
So Matt, well put. Sorry, go ahead. Well put.
So Matt, you can find him at 401k.expert and Life Inc. Retirement Services, lifeincrs.com. Any place else that people should go to learn more about this stuff?
Yeah, I'm all over social media. I'm on LinkedIn, where I talk a lot about anything that has to do with business owners, really. I'm on TikTok too, at Matt_Ruttenberg, kind of getting more into the personal finance side of things. So feel free to look me up.
Very good. Matt, thanks so much for joining me. Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
Thanks, Nick. It's especially when you're looking for a side hustle, I think using your superpower, that whatever that is, whether it's, are you analytical? Are you kind of a networker? Do you like to talk to people? Do you like to connect people? Find something that will always be natural for you, and that'll help you be as successful as you can be and be interested in it.
What would you say your superpower is?
I love connecting people. I love making connections between not me, but other people. So with somebody else, I love making connections. So being able to get on podcasts and have conversations with you and connect with other people, that's what I love doing. I enjoy it a lot. I tried to do it kind of behind the scenes, but I realized that was the superpower, was I needed to get out there and actually have conversations with people.
Yeah, it feels very good to be able to, like, oh, have you met so-and-so? You guys really are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. I like
to help other people out. Absolutely.
Very good. Matt, thanks so much for joining me, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. Hopefully this chat has inspired you to start thinking about putting your side hustle income to work, both in reinvesting in your business, in your quality of life today, and in your future retirement nest egg. Big thanks to Matt for sharing his insight. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen, and I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.